Hi guys, it's Angel. Welcome back to another episode of the Arrowview podcast featuring me, Angel. As usual, hope you guys are doing well, taking care of yourselves, etc., etc. I just had a birthday a couple weeks ago. And one thing that I pray for every day, but that I definitely prayed for on my birthday was more wisdom. And luckily enough, like I've been blessed since a child. I'm not bragging, but since a child, I've been blessed with being more wise and just overall like ahead of my time. However, as I age and as I experience more things and grow and, you know, go through different things, I especially want to just become more wise overall as an individual. And I think all of us should want that, right? And so I talk to myself a lot. Like I'm honest about that. Like I talk to myself 24/7, mainly because I'm always by myself. And so I talk to myself, either myself or my dog, but whatever. And so throughout the conversations that I have with myself, it's mostly, you know, different aspects and, you know, different experiences that I'm replaying in my head to kind of learn a lesson from, or to kind of, you know, talk myself through, or something of that sort. And something that I recently got downloaded into my mental has been the fact that life just isn't fair. And of course, that's something that we've all heard, and that's not the first time that that thought has ran through my mind. But since a child, I've always felt like I've had it harder than other people. And of course, like someone always has it harder, and I'm blessed in many, many ways, and I've always been blessed in many, many ways. However, I've just always felt like I've had to, you know, work harder, and I've always had to do more. And even still, I don't seem to get the outcomes that I would like to get. Or, you know, I look around and it's like some people just have it so damn easy. You know what I mean? And I know some of you can relate. Like you look around and you're just like, what the hell? Like, why can I not have this? Why can I not do this? But something that I've been able to understand more is that life just isn't fair. You know, some of us will have to work harder. Some of us will have to do other things. I mean, all of us are on a different journey. All of us have different lives. All of us are here for different reasons and different purposes. But I'm also trying to drill into my head that if you are someone that has to work for it, like if you are someone that feels like you kind of have the short end of the stick, or someone that feels like, you know, you have to go an extra mile or an extra 5 miles just to kind of keep up. First of all, it's clear that you're someone that can handle it, number one. But then it's also, if that's you, like if you're someone that has to constantly work hard and put yourself in positions, you're someone that's going to keep it. A lot comes with having to work hard. A lot comes with having to be your own person and get yourself through things and just become everything that you envision. A lot comes with that. The tenacity and the character that it takes and the energy that it takes and a bunch of other things, the confidence that it takes, you know, there's a bunch of things that come with having to go the extra 5 miles that some other people may not have to. Like if you're just given things, it's sad to say, when you are someone that you never really had to work for it, you don't understand the process. You don't understand what it takes to keep it. You live in a completely different world than the people that do have to work for it or do feel like they have the short end of the stick. And I think sometimes we look at things as a disadvantage when the entire time it's our advantage. Like, personally speaking, I feel like I wake up every day and I'm like, oh, like, don't get me wrong, I love my life. Like, I love my life. I love being able to create my life. I love being able to experience everything that I experience in my life. But sometimes I really do feel like it's a fight and it's a struggle. And that's just, you know, a personal experience of mine. But one thing that's done for me is constantly pushed me. It's constantly made me hungry. It's constantly made me not satisfied. And yeah, like there are some cons to that as well. But if you're focusing on the positives, that's really all you'll see. You know what I mean? Of course, you'll experience the cons. Of course, you'll experience the negatives as well. But if you don't focus on those as much, if you focus more on those positives and the advantages that you do have, that's mostly what you'll see. That's mostly what you'll experience. And the tide always changes. Like, we live in a world of duality, so what goes up must come down and vice versa. When you're given everything at once and you don't know what it's like to have to work for it, you don't know what you have to do to keep it. You just expect it. When you spoil children right off the bat, it teaches them that they don't have to do as much. They don't really have to work hard. They don't really have to go out and really push forward. They kind of start to expect certain things, and then they get into the real world and they start to kind of realize what the world really is. Whereas if you have a child that does have to go out and kind of get it themselves or, you know, make a life for themselves, they're going to grow up going into the real world already having that mindset of, I got to make this happen for myself. There's two things that can take place once you see that your life may not be the easiest. It'll either break you and just, oh, woe is me, my life sucks, my life is not easy, or it'll make you and you'll stand up and be like, my life isn't easy, but we're gonna make do with what we can. You know what I mean? It's those types of people that stand up and constantly brush the dirt off and constantly keep going that really have a lot to show for it. Because it's not just about what you can get out of the out of this life. It's not just about the materialistic things. And I'm not talking about just money, or I'm talking about people clapping for you. I'm talking about people knowing what you did. It's not just about that. It's about internally. Like, there is something that happens internally to you, inside of you. There is something that takes place inside of you once you realize that through everything, you did it. I wasn't born with that, but look what I did anyway. Like, look what I did with what I have anyway. And so that's just something that I'm instilling in myself. It really is starting to show. I think that's maybe why I am trying to drill it in. It's really starting to show within me and around me that I've never needed that stuff, you know? Like, I've never really needed what everyone else seems to have. I've never really needed to be a part of a certain type of group. I've never really needed to do certain things because I already have what it is I need. And I know that because I keep waking up every day, you know, ready to keep going. And so, I don't know, I just thought I'd share that with you guys. Life really is not fair, but it doesn't need to be. Like, it doesn't need to be fair. You don't need to be on the same playing field to catch up. That's what it's really, you don't need to be on the same level to catch up. You don't even need to be on the same level to win, because like, we're all on different levels. It's about whatever level you're trying to get to. Like, whatever level you're trying to get to, whatever level you think you need to be on to win, that's all you need to really be focused on. And even those people that are at the top, if they don't know what it takes to keep it, it's going to be hard for them to do so. I don't care how at the top you are, there's always somebody ready to take your spot. You know what I mean? And there's always somebody working to take your spot. That's another thing. Like, I think that's one of the best things about being an underdog. No one sees you coming. Like, no one knows that you're even there until you get up there. You know what I mean? It does something to you to realize that everything that you are is enough if you make it enough. So that's really it. I'm not going to ramble on too much, but I wanted to share that with you guys. I, as usual, again, hope you guys are doing well, taking care of yourselves. It was good to check in with you guys, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.